And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. If you're into surface iron fishing, you're into fishing in Southern California, today is going to be a really good day for it. We have Captain Brian Castleton of the New Seaforce going to be joining us. We have Captain Matt Brawla of the San Diego, and we got the legendary surface iron man, the guru himself, Danny Wade. Today is going to be a very fun show. Lots of great information and lots of fun with you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And first of all, hats off to Rick, man, just running this whole thing. And seriously, there's so much going on. But hey, in studio, Rick, what do we have, man? It's going to be a very special day.
I'm like as pumped for Corey. It's funny, when I forget when that happened. I almost think it was like the last time that Brawla and Bodan and Brandon were in here talking about surface iron fishing. But, you know, Corey, you had said that, you know, your life had just revolved around chucking rubber lures and kicking ass with MC swim baits, and that, like, you had just gotten that, like, that itch had been reignited in terms of the surface iron thing. And it's been fun, you know, it's been fun watching you, like, curve back around and talking about gear and plan and this. And, like, how much fun you and I have had anytime we had somebody that was, you know, at that expert level of that today. And, man, how about today's lineup? Today's it.
Yeah, it is.
It's a fun show, and a big thanks to Danny Wade, who's sitting right next to us, for kind of having this idea and putting it happen. And, Danny, good morning. Glad to have you.
Good morning.
We're super pumped to have you here. And, you know, it was kind of your idea to get all the boys together, which is tough, you know. In the middle of the summertime, everybody's busy and fishing, especially the two guys that you brought with you. I mean, they run every day, all the time, always, and it's not easy to get everybody together. But that's my favorite part about the off season, is we get to occasionally do something like this. And
yeah, you get a chance.
Yeah.
It's a little leisurely, you know. It's not having to untie your boat at 5:30 or 6:30 or whatever time you're untying your boat. And and go haul off to wherever you're going to go, you know. Got time on Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing, and it's certainly going to be a fun one. And, you know, you wanted to do a show with, you know, the kind of experts, you know, in that surface iron game, which I know your favorite thing to talk about. You talk about all the time. You know, you have your name on multiple lures from multiple manufacturers. You brought one of our most favorite surface iron buds with you, who runs the San Diego, and Captain Matt Brawla. Also joining us shortly, Captain Brian Castleton of the DC4. These are the guys that you do most of your surface iron fishing with,
and are
both amongst the, you know, developmental side of things. And you just really wanted to have a fun day where you got all the boys together and talked about the past and the present and the new and the future and all the good stuff.
You know, even if you look at myself, you look at Matt and Brian, just loosely doing some odd math, probably 75 years of experience, give or take.
We've done a lot of surface iron fishing.
I mean, granted, I'm the old guy, but you know, I mean, there's some experience here, and there's, you know, we kind of got a clue.
Yeah.
Kinda, right?
No doubt.
We kind of got a clue. Yeah.
No doubt about that. And well, we're certainly stoked to have you. And it's been a fun off season, and it's been a fun time. And you know, you've been very busy, and your position has always just been one of wanting to be involved and help people along. And, you know, your name is kind of associated with surface iron fishing and on multiple products for that. Different lures by different manufacturers that you've either had input with or helped design or things like that. And you've never been one for, never been one for worrying about anything other than just having something good to fish with. Every time we talk to you, you're never looking for an accolade or trying to make $1 million. It's always just to have another good tool, and you've always been happy to share your knowledge and info. And it's
I think the two of us here are on that thing. You know, it's not that we came up with a lure because we're going to make millions of dollars. We came up with one because we wanted one to work.
Yeah, straight up.
You needed something to fish with.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it is. You want something that works. Mr. Castleton.
Good morning, Brian.
What's going on, buddy?
Good to have you, buddy. Good morning.
Good to see you.
And you know, that we were just talking, Brian just joined us. We were talking, it was very fun, and Danny's idea to have the guys that he does most of his fishing with and get to talk surface iron of guys that literally do it all the time. And you know, Brian, this is, I think, your first time joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. You have been driving the new C4 for how many years?
Oh, I don't know.
A long time. Yeah. And it's been really fun watching it, and you know, Danny brags on your behalf all the time. Brian probably has the most difficult job there is, driving the boat where you drive the boat, where you're always in the mix. As soon as you make a catch, there's 100 boats that are in your backyard the next day. Probably the worst sea lion issue in the world to fish with, and yet every day that boat is always in prime position, and you're always targeting whatever the best available catches for your boys all the time. You know, it would be so much easier to not try to set the boat up and fish for yellowtail like these guys like every day, but you mix it up, and it's really, really cool to watch.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we definitely put our best foot forward every day.
Always, and I just can't imagine. I can't imagine the field at which you have to do that, because you know the boat is it always is catching, and it's always in prime position, and as soon as the conditions finally align themselves and everything works out, and you put A and B and C together and you make a catch, then the next day you have to deal with 1,000 people, and yet still the boat's always in it. It's really cool. And
I get a text that says, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Yeah,
for sure.
That's certainly a good one to have. And again, you know, talking about, just like we were saying before, Danny, and you know, your goal is always to have the best lure. Also brings us to having Captain Matt Brawl of the San Diego in here, and Matt kind of become an old hat in the studio here lately.
Yeah, a lot lately.
But certainly stoked to have you. And that was kind of your deal also with your company and Two Fish Jigs. Is none of this was ever like, hey, we came up with this idea to make millions of bucks. It was far the opposite of let's. We need some good lures, and this is the way of doing it.
Yeah, we got tired of losing lures we can't replace. So having a lure that you could tie on and just fish, and not so much not worry about it, but if you lose it, you're not gonna lose it forever. You're gonna be able to pick a new lure up and get back catching.
It seems like that's one of the things that has changed in the last few years. That if a guy were really into wanting to do surface iron fishing, maybe as little as 5 years ago, to get an A-plus fishing lure was a really difficult thing to do. You had to have a collection like I'm sure the three of you guys have had, a lifetime of doing this and acquiring a lure here and there, a diamond in the rough. Like,
it's a lot different now, especially with the CNC stuff. I was never a CNC fan for years and years and years and years because I'd never seen one made right.
You'd said that on the show a bunch of times.
And made right by shape or made right?
By shape, shape. Again, you know, the Sandcast Caddy 45, the good ones will be my favorite lure till the day I die. I think even we can all kind of say the same thing.
For sure.
But they're hard. They're hard to get. They're hard to find. And you got to have an eyeball. And it takes time to figure it out, you know. Where now you can, whether it be his two J's or the big irons, the GFL and what and so on, go buy one.
Yeah.
And you've got a good, good shot.
And that's what didn't exist a while ago. You know, previous to that, I mean, most of the lures were either made by hand and had a fair amount of human element that made them either great or not good whatsoever or very mediocre, or they were made in a mass production style, which then tended to not give them the attributes of one that, you know, would be on your A-plus list. And so the only way to acquire it was to find an old one or have an old one. And now you can go, you know, if a guy was really getting into it now, you're in the best position you ever could have been in at least about a 20-year gap where there's a lot of good opportunities to buy lures. And, you know, you guys both with the CNC thing have lures that you can just go buy right now today and know that it's going to perform at a higher level than most of what was available for a lot of years previous to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's still some very good lures that are made. You know, GRA makes some good stuff. There's various ones. You know, I mean, that 7X was the cat's meow for, you know, for forever and ever and ever and ever.
For now.
Know.
That's got a good little lure out there. A little lure.
7X Junior.
Yeah.
That one's kind of infamous.
I got some 7X Juniors.
It's been very fun that now that's a thing. And, you know, you guys get to see it, all of it. And, you know, people are at the rail, and you get to watch both from your own hands and seeing your passengers. What is the most important part about getting a bite on a lure? You know, and I sometimes think that we get so wrapped up into the fact that it's got to be the single most A-plus lure. What is it? And I want to hear from you guys. Is it just knowing when and where to cast, and is the opportunity the most important part?
Like, that Jig Chucker's ball. Unfortunately, you weren't there for that.
I was bass fishing. Yeah.
No, history is
Michael Foltz.
Michael Foltz, thank you. I used to work with him, and he was interviewing Ryan on the way out, and that's probably one of the better ways I've seen it describe why you do it and why you continue to do it. It's not because you're catching the biggest fish or you're catching the most. It's for that 2.5 seconds. You make the cast. You turn the handle, you see the fish get up on it, you watch it look at you, it rolls, you come tight. After that, it's just another fish.
Yep. I think timing's pretty there. Like, we watch it all day our boats where you watch 10 guys standing on a bow throwing a jig and they all just screw each other up.
Yeah.
And the one guy who's pretty savvy just waits for it all to go and then he makes a cast and he's bit usually.
You're talking Danny.
Danny's on the opposite side of watching it, you know.
I've always thought that same thing too. Yeah. I mean, sure, the lure you're casting needs to it needs to not spin around and come out of the water and all those things. But yeah, you know, you've got to have a good swimming lure tied on your line. That's number one. But I think that's the part that often maybe gets overlooked, especially by somebody that's really trying to get into it. And you can, of course, having a great rod and reel and lure, all those things add to it, but you got to cast it to a hungry fish before anything else.
Fish before anything happens. Yeah. Or they get in a hurry, the boat's still rolling forward, and they cast 5 feet, and they got a backlash. And
you got to wait for your shot.
Yeah.
I think that's great. And then when you do have your shot, like, again, I'm asking you guys because you get to see the good, bad, the difference. Like, how much is cadence, like, play a part in that? If there's fish blowing up, do guys get freaked out and wind the lure too fast or too slow? Like, what are the things that you see that, you know?
Mikey Schmidt was the worst.
Leave it to you to pick on the one guy in this group that isn't here to defend himself.
Right?
He's
very good boat operator. Very good.
And for those who don't know, Danny ran the Malahini for a long time, a decade and a half.
Yeah. I just saw him last year.
And he'd be using one of my outfits, and he's, I can't get bit on this jig, and the fish are all over, and he's going faster and faster and faster and faster. Slow down, dude. Breathe through your nose.
And that's what happens today. I mean, the adrenaline.
It happens to a lot of people.
I mean, it's a, all being said, it's a good thing, because the adrenaline's going, you're stoked.
And the reels are so fast.
That's exactly it.
The reels are really fast these days.
Yeah.
I know that's something that you've always talked about over the years, is most of the lures that we all like to fish were designed when we fished a reel that had a 4-to-1 gear ratio. And now 90% of what's out there has a 6-to-1 gear ratio.
Or more.
With the spool that's just as tall, if not taller than.
Yeah. So you got to slow it down. You know, these lures were made to be, again, fished on a whatever kind of rods they fished back then, and a Ped Jigmaster back in like 1952 or something like that.
Which had a gear ratio of
4-to-1.
4-to-1. And the spool diameter was so much smaller that really your pickup was probably a third less, probably. Or a half.
But that was the technology of the day.
Right.
I mean, reels before the Jigmaster were 2.5 and 2 3/4.
Now, you guys both make a premium quality lure, but what does that, and again, I want to be clear, too, that's no shade thrown towards a Taddy 45, a Sala 7X, or whatever else, but it seems like maybe more you see problems with some lures where they're coming out of the water more often and things like that. Do you think that's contributed more to the fact that reels are so fast and people are winding, or is it just the lure, I don't want to say isn't as good as it used to be, but I'm trying to find the right word for what I'm trying to say. Like, is it the lure that's tending to cause problems more, or is it the equipment that we're fishing it on?
Probably a mix of both.
Yeah,
mix of both. A lot of tackle where guys are winding too fast or using bass reels or something silly, not casting far enough.
I got you.
Or the lures are balanced incorrectly. A lot of times, see a lot of lures nowadays that tend to go to bigger hooks, and bigger hooks are definitely not the jam for service.
Okay.
It definitely throws your stuff out of balance.
For those that are hopefully watching on the Facebook and YouTube Live, like the thing that I always catch, and the thing that I'm so stoked we get to do that is, you said that, and out of the corner of my eye, all I could see is both Brian and Danny both shaking their heads in total agreement. That's an issue that you see where it's not helping things.
Yeah, there are certain jigs that just inherently come out of the water. I mean, the old candy bars can be like that, you know. But it just depends on a lot. But, you know, sometimes you've got to compensate, you know. Like Matt was talking, you know, some of these, I'm not going to mention any names of any lures, but some of these guys put hooks on them that are just
gas.
Yeah. You know, and that weighs the jig down. That makes the nose come up out of the water.
It's a big rudder.
And it's too much rudder.
Mm-hmm.
Because that rudder is what makes your lure come into its swimming position. If you take a hook off a jig and cast it out, it's a whole different ball game.
Right.
You put a hook on it, it tames it down, so to speak.
Puts it in line.
Yeah.
There's attributes that, again, you've dedicated your life to doing this and grown up with it and seeing all these things get come and gone. And honestly, you've preached it. And there's, I think one of the biggest things that was an eye-opener for me, and again, like, this has been my whole life. I've done this and liked this and worked in the tackle store, and one of the biggest eye-openers for me on how big of differences subtle things are in a lure was when Matt and the guys from Two Fish Jigs came out with their line of CNC jigs, and it's the JJs, the 240, the 270, the 300, which, Matt, you can speak to this better than I. They come out of a machine and are to the thousandths the same lure, the only difference being where you drilled the hole in the top of the jig, where the ring goes.
Yeah.
And that difference, 270, 240, and 300, you have to, like, stare at them to realize that there's that much of it. We're talking
big difference is the front hole.
We're talking, like, millimeters.
Yeah, that's millimeters. A little further back or a little further forward can make a huge difference.
And the lure being exactly the same, but a millimeters difference where that hole drastically changes how the lure fishes.
Yeah.
And think about that over a lifetime of lures and a lifetime of manufacturers and how that subtle of a difference can change something that much.
Yeah, it's a huge factor.
And, you know, and Danny, like, when these lures by any manufacturer pop out of a mold and they're ground on a machine by hand, it's a little, just something that much, a thousandth of a piece of metal can make a difference for a fantastic one, your best lure that you brought and put on the counter today, or one that a guy gets in a hurry and Brian pulls up to a big spot of yellowtail and he gets too excited, he winds too fast, and it just somersaults on top of the water.
That's it. You know, I mean, this is the one that Bobby Taft took the Mascot 6 and put in a fathom and a half of water to get it by.
There's probably not a lot of surface irons that have had articles and stories written about them and been photographed, but that's the one.
That's the one, yeah. I hate to put it, but that's what legends are made of.
Yeah.
How cool is that, man? Coming from the man himself, right?
For people that are our age and probably aspire, I think all of us would probably guess that Danny's probably got the Holy Grail collection of surface lures, and for him to say that's the best one is
he's
pretty
crazy.
He's trying to steadily pick them off.
He's seen
them.
Oh,
I'm waiting for him to die.
Yeah, okay.
I know where they are.
You know where they're going.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, man.
Well, Corey, as you can hear, we have got a fantastic show today. And again, just what a cool opportunity to have guys that have done it their whole lives and see it every day coming in and hanging out and talking with us. It's going to be a really fun show.
And like you said, just talking good times and talking surface iron fishing. And you want to join us? A couple ways to do it. I mean, having Brian Castleton from the New Seaforth and Matt Brawla from the San Diego and the surface iron guru himself, Danny Wade. I mean, it's like a kind of a cool new having the Seaforth crew in here, man, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
Rick.
You got to put your Seaforth hat back on. Drastically outnumbered today.
I know it. But if you want to join us, please do. 833-288-0973. If you're unfamiliar, for the first hour, we're going to be on the fan, 97.3 the fan. And second hour, we're going to be on the app only. So if you're listening for this first hour, just keep in mind that you're going to have to tune in on the app for that second hour. But please join us. First hour of calls, 833-288-0973. Send a text to the app. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 the fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hataguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats. business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hookup! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, having these guys in studio is so cool. I mean, just a lot of experience, like Danny said, 75-plus years of...
Give or take.
Yeah, right, yeah. Of service iron experience.
Well, so I think you're selling yourself short on that. Like, Danny, you've been at this for more than a couple of years, and I know both the guys sitting next to you. You know, it's crazy how time flies, but, like, I was fishing with Brian on the new Seaforth, and, I hate to throw that number out there because I don't feel like I'm that old. Like, it was 20 years ago, yeah. You know, that it's... It's a long time of doing this.
Well, when I met this guy, he was working on a producer.
Yeah.
However long ago that was.
I was on the Fisherman 3 listening to Rick fish with RJ over there on the new Seaport. They're all Twilight guys.
It's been a lot of years and a lot of fun. And again, Danny, I think that's why it's so cool. And this whole thing was your idea, was get guys that have, you know, done it for a couple of different generations, yeah, and have grown up through it the same way that you did, you know, the next generation around.
Even Matt here, I mean, he was running around on a new C4, you know. And
yeah, these guys watch me as kids.
100%, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And like you say, Corey, it's just a fun show today, and I just can't wait to see, you know, that's the beauty of Let's Talk Hookup, is it always goes in the directions of the callers. And again, I just want to thank all you guys for coming and hanging out with us today, man. It's very, very fun to steal everybody for a couple hours and get to talk some fishing.
Super cool. We didn't even mention we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego, fishing with Matt or Boog, right? And a few jigs that Danny's brought in. Yeah. You can see them if you're watching us on Facebook and Instagram there. Yep.
And Danny, tell us about a little collection that you brought to get to give to somebody at the end of the show today.
Which will go along with the full-day trip.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little this, a little of that. You know, I've been associated with JRI, you know, for a number of years, so there's a DW1 in there.
And that's the DW's, the Danny Wade, number one?
Yeah, I mean, I've got tons of fish on those things. So is this guy. And then there's some other stuff we've been involved with. Big Irons is the company name, but it's a DSL1.
And that's the most recent?
Yeah, and the...
I love this color.
The,
it's almost bassy.
Oh, yeah, you're going to bass on
okay.
that.
And
oh, yeah.
They're good lures.
two sizes.
Very good lures, yeah.
And the you said there's a Legend and the DSL?
Yeah.
And those are
DSL, you know, people give it a strange look because of the name, but, you know, it's named after Don Sansom.
Yeah.
Who's a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And again, the story goes, I was using pissed off squid jig, and he looked at me, and he just, you're not going to catch anything on that, and a few more.
He was giving you a hard time because the color was funky, and it was a new thing that wasn't the norm of its era. It wasn't a blue or white surface iron.
And so I was fishing with this thing, and I just waxed him. So I told him that this would be my Don Sansom lure from now on, and I'll only use it when you're on a boat. And I stuck to that.
Danny, I think that color, the pissed off squid, Taddy
came up with it. Yeah. It was like somebody took a jig and just took a spray can and went.
No, hold it up for the camera there. It's just it's got orange, like a yellowish cream, and a black.
A Halloween jig.
Yeah.
And
it actually.
That one's been repainted.
But it was like in a squid era. I mean, we went through a phase in the 80s of a bunch of squid like we're kind of coming into now, right?
Could very well be.
Well, maybe that brings up that's one of the things that you hear people talk about all the time in lures, exactly that is. And I would love to hear from all three of you guys. How important is that? How important is the color?
None.
The color of a lure?
None.
Is it zero? Is it even on the scale? Is it on the scale but not towards the top? You know, like what is the...
Ask any of these guys.
I would say no, but yeah. you can't argue caterpillar yellow.
Well, caterpillar, yeah.
That's
kind of
hard.
Again, I mean, the only time I get into any color band is calico band.
Yeah.
Right. Really? Calico draws the line.
Oh, yeah.
I stumbled on this years ago. I was fishing with Chuck Taff on a Sea Spray. We were at the islands, and they were using these caterpillar jigs. You know, we were barracuda fishing, and we just looping them. And I thought, well, you know, this should work bass fishing because they've always been traditionally a yellowy, browny, greeny kind of thing. And I'm just looping the bass on these things, just absolute looping. Tim Green's looking at me going, what the hell is that? You know,
I want to know what they think they're eating.
Right?
Kelp fish.
That's what I would have guessed. Good.
We were, maybe. JD was on the tank, and we had a bunch of bait. They made it right on the kelp, I'm assuming, because it was just full of kelp fish. And he's taking these things and throwing them in a hand well. Tim looks at me and says, think a bass will bite one of those? Pins it on, hits the water, boom.
On.
5-pound fish. Pins another one on, hits the water, boom. And I took that caterpillar yellow candy bar and I stuck it in the hand well. I said, bingo, we just figured it out.
Well, then let me ask this. If the three of you guys, who are certainly pillars of that, all agree that the color makes lesser of a difference, but it does in calico bass fishing, what would you take? What would you prefer, a better swimming, poor-colored lure or the right-colored lure that just swam okay if you were trying to catch a calico bass with it? Like, where does the more important part lie?
Like you just said.
Yeah, I'd still take a better swimming lure over. It's tough to even have a bad swimming lure tied to that.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Watch it.
Yeah. I get frustrated at some point.
What all lures used to look like.
Sure.
They were just aluminum.
See, and I'll never fish that.
No.
I can't fish that.
You can't fish a lure that doesn't have paint on it.
Yeah,
you
know? I like to have paint. Yeah, I know they'll bite it, but I like to be able to see my lure at the extension of my cast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care what color it is as long as I can see it.
Okay.
But then talk about it, because that's why some of the colors that are produced.
Yeah, all the two fish jigs colors are just so you can see it at the end. Like, if it's a little confidence thing. Like, obviously, the number one selling color is mint. Everyone likes that color.
It gets bit.
But so does...
And it's flashy.
I hardly ever fish a mint lure, and I catch plenty of yellowtail.
Yeah.
But I like to have a lure that I can see at the extension of my cast, so I know if a fish is chasing it or there's grass on it or something silly like that. You want to know what your lure's doing.
But, like, some of the colors, the head of it has an opposing color, right? So that you can see it.
Just a little contrast.
Courtney, how much is that equate to the same in the world of soft plastic fishing for what you're doing? You know what I mean? I hear you on, you know, we've talked about it a bunch of times. You know, the way that somebody might say a mint is the best color surface iron, it feels like you just had shades of things that you like, and you've often not really cared what lure it was as long as it was in that world of a shade of colors, what I'm trying to say. Like, a bait fish could be 25 different colors, but as long as you had one that somewhat resented that was what you were after.
Well, like, you guys are in the business, right? It's all about sales. I have three colors that I love, and I could get the job done between El Salto and the La Jolla kelp. I could get the job done with three different colors. And a couple of those cross back and forth between freshwater and saltwater, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bait fish imitation, whether it's a shiner, a shad, or a scoby, or a sardine, right? It all kind of blends, but... In salesmanship, you've got to offer 20 colors.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And your crappie box has 20 colors.
Thank you. Yeah. which is hilarious because as much as all of us love fishing and calico and yellowtail, where do I see Brian? Out crappie fishing. Right. And that's just the joy of fishing.
Half of sport fishing's out there, crappie.
The only thing I think that when you get into the bass thing, the guy, Larry Botroff, who used to be in charge of these lakes years ago.
The San Diego City Lakes for 30 years.
And he did studies on this stuff.
Yeah.
Yellowtail, pelagic fish, their cones and rods are not as developed. Bass, have a very higher rate of cones, two rods, so their color spectrum is much wider.
Very interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
that
cool.
Yeah.
You guys also said something that was kind of glossed over, but it was equally important, it was a confidence thing. And you're right that
definitely.
The difference between a blue and white and a scrambled egg and a mint-colored lure might not have a lick of difference, but if you know that the mint is the color that you like and you know that you bought a 270 and it happened to be in that color, you're probably going to fish it with the attitude of knowing that it's going to get a bite. And, Brawl, it's something you said on here a lot of times, and Danny and Matt, I'm sure you'd agree, is like, if that's your goal, you need to stick to that. The guy that watched Danny Wade catch one on the surface irons or runs over and grabs a surface iron rod, makes three casts, but then he sees somebody in the back hook a fish on a sardine with 25 pounds, then he runs over and fishes two baits, and then somebody caught one on a yo-yo jig, and he runs over and grabs that. If you're chasing after it, it might not be the best case scenario.
Chasing
like
your tail.
Yeah.
Stick
with it and keep.
You're always behind them.
What's it say on your arm?
Live and die by it.
I like it.
Which is the truth, right?
No doubt about it. With that, Corey, we got absolutely packed phones. It's going to be a very busy morning, as Corey mentioned. If you want to get through, join us this morning, 833-288-0973 is how you reached on the fan this morning. Boy, you mentioned it, too. Also, what a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the day. Going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego with Captain Matt and have a handful of great jigs handpicked by Danny himself. Today's going to be a rad day.
Right? And Tom in University City's got the first shot here. Good morning,
What's
Tom.
What's up, Tom? Well, why don't we try for another? How about John in Escondido this morning? Good morning, John. You hanging there with us on Let's Talk Hook Up?
I am, gentlemen. I am. A couple of questions. One for Matt. In Captain's Concepts, he talks about fishing the loop knot with everything, with his jigs and stuff like that. And how does that help a jig swim? And then my other question is for the group, the difference between fishing a jig and fishing a plastic, what do you get from fishing one or the other?
So as far as the loop knot goes, I don't really fish a loop on a surface iron. Very, very rarely do I tie a loop to it. If I'm doing the fluorocarbon to Spectre thing, I'll tie a loop knot because it kind of acts, that fluorocarbon stiffer kind of acts more like wire, so it's kind of the whole wire thing where you have another little pivot point. And especially because I'm using that fluorocarbon, it's usually a lot heavier, so I need a little bit more freedom from the lure. But when I'm fishing just regular yellowtail, it's tied directly to the ring.
Danny, one of your goals was to have two generations worth of really good fishermen like to do this, and it seems like in the earlier days of things, having a piece of wire on a lure was very common practice. What was the reason for it, and why don't you see that? Why doesn't the everyday guy that's fishing with Kevin Bryan have a piece of wire and a surface iron today?
For one thing, it's a forgotten trait, and the other thing is monofilaments. I mean, when I was a kid, were far stiffer than they are today.
CNC jigs change a lot of that too.
All of it. You know, again, I mean, caddy wasn't even in the concept back in the 60s until the later 60s. You know, he was making them little flat irons and all that kind of stuff.
Like the Y2.
There you go.
Yeah.
All of that, yeah.
He's bringing back memories, Danny.
Yeah, all of that. So Candy Bar and Salus, and there were some others. You know, Putter was even before that, but. So you used wire to give it, again, more freedom. There was a line out when I was a kid called Dory Boy. I mean, that stuff was like a, you know, it was like fishing with this cord.
Okay.
On, you know.
And I think the color was blue, right? They had a blue and a clear or something?
Gray or blue.
I remember.
Yeah. But it was stiff and it's thick. And so, you know, guys started messing with wire to again, you know, it started the whole wire thing. I mean, originally goes back to the guys with the braided line and whatnot. And it was, you could buy at any of these landings little pre-made lures made of nylon, they called it back then. But they all had a loop on each end, and you could get wire, and the wire was a haywire twist for fishing your live baits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they took that concept and put it. Especially when Candy Bar came along, because they were like the first viably commercial lure truly made.
Candy Bar. Flash forward to 2025. Do you guys see anybody fishing with wire these days on the boats that you're
with? Danny,
I do on occasion.
Yeah, I have a few.
It's It's high maintenance.
Okay.
It's high maintenance. And there's a time and a place for it. And it's definitely lure specific. I don't do it on every lure. It's usually like the wider body, kind of slower winding jigs. A candy bar is one of them.
Yeah. Baby 5X.
That's what I do it on. Baby 5X and a 110 or a 112.
Is that something that if somebody owns a lure like that that swims okay, could a piece of wire like unlock the potential 100%. Of it being better?
Yeah. Especially with those candy bars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have had some candy bars that's like, oh, this one's got to swim. You tie it on, it's like, this is lame.
That or a hammer.
Yeah, or you twist it up with some wire, and then it's a completely different lure.
What do you think that does? I mean, I think I heard Danny in a previous show mention current, and it actually straightens the line like it would be swimming in current. Am I right?
Without current, fish don't move.
Right, but the lure itself.
What wire can do when your current is a bit slack and there's still fish around and they're looking and they're moving around, it will enhance the swimming of that lure because it's got less resistance.
Thinner diameter.
Yeah. On the other hand, it can, if the current's flowing a little bit, it can take your lure totally out of the realm of things and it's just wobbling all over the place.
Yeah.
You know. So wire has its place. But you got to learn when and where.
And if, since it's 2025 and there's not Dory Boy and Beecham on the peg, like, could a guy still, though, go into a tackle? Like, that's all I think what I'm getting. If you got a candy bar that swims okay or a baby 5X like Brian's talking about, could you go in and buy a modern piece of Monel wire and do a haywire twist?
You can go right into your stuff over here, whatever that coiled wire is, and something around 40 pounds.
And that was going to be my question, is what size it needs to be. You match it to what it would be.
Have one of those guys show you how to wire it up.
Yeah.
You just got to learn how to twist wire.
Sure.
That's the hard part, you know.
That's some great information. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. More with Brian, Matt, and Danny when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all 7 halls at the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it!
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And, man, having so much fun in studio. And if you want to join us for this first hour of the show, we're going to be taking calls at 833-288-0973. We've got Jeff at the fan waiting for your call.
She got her back, man.
Right, I know, a good guy. And if you want to send us a text, and the second hour is going to be all texting, but send a text to the app.
Yeah, it's been a new thing. We're stoked, obviously, super stoked to be back on the fan, home of the Padres, and been a big change. The biggest difference is, you know, Let's Talk Hook Up's always been on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. forever, and it always will be. The fan, however, on Saturdays, we are live on the air from 7 to 8, and then the second hour will continue on the Let's Talk Hook Up app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. It's super easy to get, and honestly, it's how a much higher percentage of people listen to Let's Talk Hook Up now. Obviously, all podcasted after the fact, too, if you want to listen later on. You hear Danny give up some killer little tidbit about tying a piece of wire on. You're going to go back to it. And then when Pete returns, too, which will be exciting, all of the shows will be available on Spotify also. And again, speaking of Pete returning, we probably should mention, Pete obviously out of the studio last weekend. Again, this weekend on an epic trip, he and Lolly, a very well-deserved kind of a bucket list trip down to Patagonia, fishing browns down there. And I got a chance to email with him early in the week. They're having a tremendous trip. You know, summertime down there, really good brown trout fishing and deep horse pack trip, rad. So it looks awesome. We're hoping to hear from him in the second hour today. We'll get a little report from Patagonia. But again, been a very busy morning, Corey. Why don't we jump back into those phones?
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Good morning, you guys. What a show. Remember the old Super Dupers? You'd always see them. You'd always buy them because they always had them. There was a little bent metal for trout fishing. Oh, that thing used to drive me nuts. But I did catch one on it, so, you know, keep throwing them. Question is, the rings where the weld is, when you tie a knot on, do you avoid that? You put the knot on it, or you want it away from the lure, obviously, but do you put it in the middle? What do you guys usually tie on to that?
That's a good question. Any thought to that, you guys?
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you tie it.
Yeah,
okay. Because when you tie it as the jig swims, your knot's always going to end up at that bead.
Just tie a good knot.
Your knot.
Yeah, I always thought it affected the swim if it was over by the lure.
Your knot will always end up by the bead because it just sits there and moves and it just slides up to the bead.
Because I hate them when they swim in and they're admiring the paint job.
What is it?
You see them swimming after it. What the heck?
You mentioned
that drives me nuts.
You mentioned Brian tie a good knot. What's a good knot? You know what? Do you guys care what attaches to? You know, I mean, like
San Diego knot. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Now we had a question last week that Matt was very quickly to dismiss, but I'd love to hear your guys' opinion too. And I'm sure you guys see it more and more. And what's your feeling on those? I don't know what to call them other than speed clips. Yeah, speed clips, things like that. It seems
learn how to tie a knot.
Oh, you're talking about like the remove the lures.
Exactly. Like it's not a snap swivel, but it might as well be that kind of. Yeah, tie a knot, right?
Yeah, learn how to tie a knot.
I think that's the biggest thing, too. Guys come out with us, and they tie their own knots. They'll tie a clinch knot or a Palomar knot, and it'll break. And it's like, you just paid our crew to come out here. Let those guys show you a good knot, you know? I mean,
especially when the crew on a good boat yours and that's where you're willing to help.
We have
you
six
wanna help.
Captains on our boat, six guys
that literally
fish the boat, you know? And those guys spent 720 days just to get that license.
Right.
Not counting all the time they've been before that, you know, so.
There is no more experienced person to talk to. Like, you're going to get better info from that guy that saw it yesterday and the day previous, and he's going to see it the next day.
Yeah.
What has failed and what hasn't. And, yeah.
I think the thing that the three of us look at is everything we talk about here is based on sport boat.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Not in your own skiff, your own center console. Yeah.
It does go to the private boater, right?
It does.
But your passion, again, and your knowledge.
We fish monofilament.
Yeah.
We all fish monofilament. We might have it attached to some spectra for some backing.
But there's so much explanation of that, Danny, because...
But again, and going like to what he's talking about, these guys on these boats got experience. You come out on a sport boat, you got your whatever reel you got, and you got your 3-foot piece of fluorocarbon, and you wonder why you're not getting a bit. Why don't you ask these guys? Because they're fishing monofilament.
Or ask Matt when he's in a skiff out there in La Jolla. Yeah.
But to be clear, what you're saying is not that the information doesn't apply back and forth, but you're saying that what you're putting out to everybody is based on a lifetime of standing on the deck of a sport boat. And plenty of it transfers from skiff to not whatever, but you're just saying, like, all of this information is geared towards standing on the deck of a boat like the New Seaforth or the San Diego or the Grande or the Liberty or wherever you're going or the Mission Bell. Like, you're talking about standing on the deck of a sport boat. Like, all this info
is learned from
that. Danny's too tall to stand on a skiff. It'd be at his ankles, the rail.
I used to do it years ago. Man, I'd fall over and get my ass wet nowadays.
Well, speaking of standing on the deck of the New Seaforth or the San Diego, we got the guy standing by who's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on out there, huh, Corey?
Yeah, we've got Marcos at Seaforth Sport Fishing. It's brought to us by Dane Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of the San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle. I'm sure Brian Castleton's visited that place there out at East County Bait and Tackle. Or Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with one of the best freshwater and saltwater tackle shops, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway, Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is at Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com. And good morning, Marcos.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're great. We got half the team from Seaforth in here. We're doing all right this morning. I'm feeling extremely outnumbered this morning.
I mean, that's the way things should be, right?
We got H&M, Seaforth, and Fisherman's Landing represented here. The sport boat fleet is well represented today. But, yeah, we're anxious to hear what's going on. And, man, we had a week of good weather and not so much. And I know there's some good fishing to be had, huh?
Yeah, you probably got a pretty good overview of it there. Yeah, good fishing on the half day for those whitefish, other bottom fish. A little bit of a calico bass. I think I have one sand bass, one calico bass mixed in there during the week. Overall, about what you expect this time of the year. Like you said, when we had some good weather, they got out there, had some good fishing. The Tribute last weekend went out on their day and a half down the coast here to Colnett. Again, what we expect from those trips. They had 25 bonita, 50 rockfish, 60 red, 35 whitefish, 40 ling cod. One of those, you know, freezer fillers that were so popular for a long time and seem to be picking up speed again. People seem to enjoy those. They did not make it out this weekend, but they are back online, so definitely check the schedule there. Pacific Voyager went offshore last week looking for those bluefin. They did not catch any, but they did see some. And they are back out there today, or this weekend. So hopefully they see some more signs there and get that rolling there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up here for those half days. The Tribute on their day and a half, the Pacific Voyagers when they run those longer trips, everything's listed up there. And again, you know, if you got people visiting or you just want to get out on the water, don't necessarily want to spend a whole day fishing, we've also got that whale watching there. So you make all those reservations online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or if you want to feel outnumbered, come down and visit us in person, say hi, and we'll get you taken care of and get you out on the boat.
How about that?
I like it, Marcos. Yeah. Certainly some good fishing, and again, we've got some good weather in our forecast again, and hopefully some more opportunities to come out and go fishing with these guys that are right next to us. And Brian, you guys are running every day now?
Every day.
And this time of year, is it double half day? Is it one half day? I know sometimes they tend to vary. What's the run that you guys are doing right now with the New Seaforth?
We're doing the 8:30 to 2 run right now. So it's like that midday.
Gentleman's hours. You're not having to get up super early. Not dealing with traffic on either side of things. Roll down to the boat, have a rad day.
Yep.
That's awesome. And it's mostly been, like Marcus said, been a lot of whitefish and calico bass and just good.
Yeah, whitefish.
Okay.
A lot of whitefish, you know. It's been good for whitefish.
Yeah,
fishing,
good.
The calico bass fishing's been a little tough.
Makes for a nice day on the water and a good cheeseburger and some good fish tacos when you get home again.
Lots of action. You know, you're catching a lot of things, catching a lot of rockfish, a lot of...
Some yellowtail are going to come find you one of these days.
I know we certainly talk about it and how fun it is, and, you know, this being the pinnacle of catching the yellowtail and the surface iron and all those things, but... What a great time to come down to the boat right now, especially if you're wanting to bring a kid with you. And it's one of the things I admire so much, and I see you talk about it so much on social media. your boat is an extremely friendly, kid-friendly place. You obviously, in particular, do a really good job with it, and it sure appears to your crew the same way. Like, one, that's the best place to get a start, and what a good time to do it right now. Pick a day when it's nice and calm, and there's going to be plenty of bites to be had. You don't need to be a seasoned pro to get a bite on a whitefish. Like, you bring a kid down there, he's going to see some action and get to bring some fish home for mom and dad.
Yeah, and it keeps them busy, you know. Like, I think idle time for a kid is, you know, kids don't like it when they're sitting around staring at the rod to bite, and that whitefish, and it's all day. It's action, you know.
I think that's stuff. That's like the best thing for it, an easy time. And again, I just want to commend what a great job you and your guys do. Like, that is the training ground, and I think it's clearly by joy, but it's also, you know, it's also necessity. I mean, you're the trainer of the next round of people up, and you've been doing a really good job for a lot of years at it. It's really cool to watch.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, we're going to be right back. Actually, the second hour on the app only. So if you're listening to us on the fan, tune in on the app. We're going to be right back. So Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
They've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockhod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice with the extreme cranking power, and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Francisco. San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.